This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
I got another layer of information on that song that we played before the break.
Yeah, Michael W. Smith.
At the request of a listener.
What's that?
Was talking about this not being over. He said the song was a commentary on the laziness of the news media. It's all sound bites, and what he is saying is there's no need for truth when you have all these talking heads talking to 20, 30 second sound bites.
Sure, good point.
It's a statement flush with the sarcasm. All right. Maybe we didn't pick up the sarcasm, but to the point that the media, by and large these days, is a mess, we're with them. We agree. We'll play Michael W. Smith songs all day long to point that out on What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. For that, we thank you, our fine listeners. And you can join us at any time, 800-228-0550. Question of the day, is it over? Answer from the majority of the listeners so far is never give up. That's the answer of is it over or not. And we walked through this interesting scenario on January 6th to share his views on all of this and his wonderful television show that is the must-see TV and beating Fox these days. Is Greg Kelly from Newsmax. Greg, thanks for joining us. How are you?
Thank you very much.
Love your show. I love it. It's great. You're crushing it. Congrats.
You know, thank you very, very much. People are noticing in a big way. It's a beautiful thing. I've been in television for a long time, but for a long time I kept my mouth shut, and I just listened and watched. And I feel very much connected with where the country is right now. And this is an amazing moment. And I agree with your listeners. And I haven't heard too much of your show before. I think I agree with you. This is not over. And even technically speaking, look, is it tough for the president right now? Yes. But you look at the Constitution. We actually don't have a president-elect yet. That is a media invention. The term even president-elect, you can't, there's no designation as such right now. That is determined by the president of the Senate, who is the vice president, when he counts the votes. I just would not count President Trump out. He has come back from so much. Nobody ever gave him a chance in this race back in 2015. They laughed at him every step of the way. They said he couldn't do what he was about to do, and he did it. So stay tuned. This could be really wild.
Mitch McConnell hasn't gotten the memo yet. I don't know if you caught this, but just in the last hour or so, Mitch McConnell took to the Senate floor and talked about Joe Biden as president-elect. Are you surprised?
I'm not surprised. I did see that. I heard that. And look, Mitch McConnell is an operator, and he's a shrewd cat, and he's got his own constituency and the things he's got to worry about in the swamp, and he'll do that. But if he looked it up, in Article 2, Section 3, and it just summarizes, to me, any reasonable reading of it would say that we don't have a president-elect until January 6th, until they go through that. And by the way, there are things that can happen that day that could put a monkey wrench in all of this. You know, they tried in 2000. A congressman can get up and object to the proceeding, and if that congressman is backed by a senator and they have a complaint in writing, they're going to have to suspend the count, and they'll debate it. And I'm not sure. I'm still educating myself on the mechanics and the parliamentary rules. But this could be, I don't want to say it could be stopped, but something that I don't quite understand could happen. And Mitch McConnell, for whatever reason, look, I don't know the man. He's worked in the swamp for 50 years, whatever. He does what he does, but I'm not convinced.
Yeah, by the way, already, Mo, what's Mo's last name? The congressman from Michigan that was doing a nice job of Pennsylvania, I mean, Mo Kelly. Mo Kelly, the congressman from Pennsylvania, had, you know, filed one of the suits before the Supreme Court that got tossed out. He's already said he's in for objecting and is looking for the second on January 6th. What's amazing to me about that, Greg, is the founding fathers envisioned this. You know, over 200 years ago, they sat in a room and said, you know what, there could be a time when the election was, you know, done the wrong way by the state, so therefore when it comes there, there should be a way for these people to object. I mean, that's a fact. Jenna Ellis has written quite a roadmap for how January 6th could go that, it, to me, is fantastic. It's black and white in the Constitution, so it's just a matter of whether or not the fortitude is there among enough members, right?
Yeah, if you dig deep, you know, people accuse me, you're undermining democracy. How can you undermine democracy? I got friends telling me that I'm undermining democracy. No, we're defending democracy. And look at our democratic handbook, the Constitution. Like you just said, it's in there. And you mentioned Kelly in Pennsylvania. I'm so glad you did. I actually talked to Sean Parnell this morning. Sean Parnell is a candidate for Congress in Pennsylvania. He's a litigant in that suit with Mike Kelly. And that lawsuit is alive and could be considered by the Supreme Court. It was totally misunderstood the other day what the Supreme Court did. They did not grant immediate relief. They did not grant that injunction. That does not mean they ruled on the merits. And the merits of the case are still before the Supreme Court. And that actually, even critics of the president will say that that is a strong case. We can go through it. I finally understand it. And it's tough right now because the mainstream media, you know, there's something of a blackout. They don't want you to know these things. And often they don't even know them or understand them themselves. So they have a convenient narrative. You know, Joe Biden won. Let's wrap up. It's over. It's over. It's over. But I think they're going to be in for the wake up of 1,000, maybe even 2,000 years.
What happened to Fox News Channel?
Great question. The short answer is Roger Ailes left the scene. Roger Ailes left Fox in 16. He died in 17. Now, Roger is a genius. Roger understood America. You know, I said at the top here, I feel connected to America. Roger understood the country, you know, light years beyond me. But there was this guiding force and principle. And basically, we had not only a gifted television producer running the show, we had a conservative philosopher in charge. And he was on top of everything. Right now, these are good people, but they're basically television performers. Some exceptions, you know, you got Tucker Carlson and Hannity. These are believers, and these are people of principle who stand for things. I'm not saying the others are unprincipled, but they're not conservatives. They're trying to figure out what the audience wants. But I think lately they're probably trying to execute what the Murdochs want. And they run the company. They own the company. So a bit of an identity crisis there, and I wish him luck. But, you know, as you mentioned, a lot of folks are leaving them and coming to us, and they're liking what they're seeing. At least at 7 o'clock, and actually I suggest they check out the programming during the day because it's fantastic as well. Chris Ruddy started all this, and he's the new Roger Ailes, if you will. He understands America, and he also understands television, and he's a great businessman. And,
oh, is he ever? Yeah, I've known Chris for a long, long time, back during the Clinton years. Met him at a number of events and interviewed him, and you know, way back in the early start of the Newsmax. And I am amazed at his tenacity and all this. He's just a nice guy too, which is kind of rare in media baron types. But you know, so it's been fun to watch Newsmax grow and grow and grow and fill that void. That, I mean, I'll tell you what, at our house, we cut the cord. We're done. You know, we're done. We're not even the hint of, I mean, Chris Wallace and some of the crap they pull. It's too bad that, like you say, a couple that are back there, and I know a few of them, and they tell me it's bad. So, you know, when they're saying it's bad, it's bad. So I'm not going to watch it. I won't do it. And that wouldn't be possible without Newsmax and what you guys are doing. So it is appreciated that you're going into the you're doing this head first and taking it on at a time when it's very, very needed.
Thank you, Scott. And you mentioned Chris Wallace. I am still amazed at how he conducted himself in that first debate, and not only him, but, you know, what is it, the second one, Kristen Welker, how they were clearly playing defense for Joe Biden in big ways and small. They were helping Joe Biden and trying to hurt Donald Trump. both of them, especially Wallace, though, and he should know better. But every time, I mean, Hunter Biden was off the table. Joe Biden, it was off the table. It was considered an illegitimate subject. And by the way, why you're seeing some of this now, I'll be doing it tonight, but those 50 so-called national security experts that Joe Biden corralled to say that the Hunter Biden laptop story was Russia disinformation, Joe Biden was lying when he said that.
I forgot about that. You're right. That'd be great to get all of them on. Hey, what do you think now, guys?
What do you think now? And, you know, I looked at that document when it came out, and I pointed this out. It was written in such a way, in a real swamp way, to give them an out, give them some deniability. But what a corrupt swamp.
So, hang tight. We're going to chat more after the break. Greg Kelly from Newsmax with us today on the program. And we'll continue our chat. Talk a little bit about some questions that are coming from the audience on the real evidence of vote fraud. Where's the real evidence of vote fraud? Greg talks about a lot of it every night on his television show, and we do as well here. So more of that when we continue on What's on Your Mind. Are you moving soon? Go with a family-owned, veteran-owned company, and your move could be paid for. If you need a realtor to find you a home or sell your home, you might be able to move for free with Action Movers. Here's how it works. Fill out an easy form online, and a local realtor will call you within 24 hours. You sell your home and or buy a new home, and you then receive $5 in cash for every $1,000 in home purchase or sale price. And then you move with Action Movers and save money. ActionMovers.com has the details, or call 701-566-5532.
Minnesota has been under a state of emergency for 7 months, but the tens of thousands of COVID deaths that were predicted didn't happen, and only 6% of hospitalizations in Minnesota are now due to COVID. It is time to end one-man rule and get Minnesotans back to work and our kids back to school. Brought to you by the Center of the American Experiment.
Nearly 4,000 people work at the lignite mines and power plants in North Dakota. They are your neighbors, your relatives, your friends, and they produce the affordable and reliable electricity that keeps the lights on 24/7.
The coal industry, that's what got me here.
My job at the coal mine was a blessing. Almost everyone who lives in town is either in the coal industry or they're related to someone in the coal industry. Really, this community's heart and soul is in the coal industry.
It's the work that keeps you coming back, you know. There's not too many people in the world that get to do what we do. I'm Lee.
I'm Kate. I'm a heavy equipment operator.
I work at B&I Coal in Center, North Dakota.
And I am Lake Knight.
Meet these workers and others by going to www.iamlignite.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Wham! Christmas, is it?
Little Last Christmas, yeah. A little newer with that one.
This song gets played a lot at Christmas time.
Yeah, it does.
I'm not exactly sure why, but it does get played a lot. Do you like it?
It's okay. Yeah. I'm more of a traditional guy, but I want to mix it up a little bit.
I'm kind of a Wham guy myself, yeah. But we're in the Christmas spirit here, folks, on What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains, and we appreciate you. Thanks so much for listening. More with Greg Kelly from Newsmax in just a minute. I didn't finish telling you about all the great specials at PetroServe USA today. Home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. How about a cheese enchilada? When's the last time you had a cheese enchilada? If it's been too long.
Summer, I think. Yeah, that sounds good.
There you go. It's home cooking. It's grab-and-go convenience. This is at 12th Avenue North and I-29 exit for PetroServe USA. There's macaroni or beef hot dish, your choice, West Main Avenue, West Fargo. Two to choose from there. Harwood, the tater tot hot dish. That's like a once-a-year deal. I'm going to have tater tot hot dish, and this is so good, and I probably won't have it again the rest of the year because it's that good. Beef tips and gravy, scalloped potatoes in Hammond Valley City, and orange sesame chicken in Hammond. So darn good. The specials are great. They're at PetroServe USA, and it's Tuesday, Double Stamp Tuesday. Get your lucky 7 Club card. The Karma Rolls, the 4-for-4 special, it's all great. PetroServe USA, tell them Scott sent you. The snarky folks on the left, Greg, like to say that this is all made up. There's nothing there. I've read the responses from the folks in Michigan to the audit. And, you know, it's like, well, we had to do this, we had to do that, we had to do this, we had to do that, so that's why all that happened. I'm not buying it. I'll take the accounting firm and what they said, and I'm still scratching my head why somebody tried to delete everything on the machine on November 21st. But they find a reason to say, that's debunked, that's nothing, it's just like the media does.
You just let the Lord Cheeto talk you into that.
Yeah,
that's what you're doing.
It's all debunked, because they say it's debunked. So let's give them the real evidence. What do you, in your heart of hearts, believe is the strongest evidence that Donald Trump is being cheated here?
So, one thing, SNARK is not going to counteract that report. If anybody goes through the report, 23 pages by that firm in Dallas, it's very authoritative. It's very technical. There are portions of it I did not understand. Look, for me, and I'm not a cybersecurity expert, but the 68% adjudication rate, when you put a ballot through and it could not determine who the individual voted for, it had to be adjudicated by a person, and that person could do essentially anything they wanted with the ballot. That's deeply, deeply troubling. 68% in one county, and they concluded based on Dominion voting systems being used, I think, in what, 48 counties in Michigan, that has not substantively been addressed. You mentioned the SNARK. Yeah, there's all kinds of criticism, but I have not seen a substantive rebuttal of those issues. The other thing, the Pennsylvania case, Act 77, real quick, it does get technical, but the Constitution of Pennsylvania says you can vote in two ways, in person or absentee with excuse. That's it. Now, to change the Constitution, you basically have to have a mini constitutional convention. It's got to be on the ballot. An ad literally has to be put in every single newspaper in the state, covering every county in the state, announcing that we're changing the Constitution. They did not do that. They did not change the Constitution. They proposed a new law and passed it called Act 77 that says you can vote in a million different ways. That's unconstitutional. That's the strongest case they have right now. That could throw out 2.5 million votes. Now, are they being disenfranchised? No, those are illegal votes. So to me, that's the strongest case. Now you could say, well, that's just Pennsylvania. That's Michigan. That's not enough. I think there are some other things going on here. We are in the conservative world operating at a bit of a disadvantage. You know, dirty little secret here. We do rely on the mainstream media for some of their reporting, although that's now over. You know, that's obviously we can't rely on them, but they do have amazing resources and equipment, and personnel, and they're not applying any of them to this issue, just pretending that it's over. So there are other things going on that I'm trying to get up to speed on, but that's where I am right now.
Texter says, can Greg explain more on the Texas amicus brief before the Supreme Court not being over? I thought that's what I heard, or did I misunderstand what was said?
I don't know. I know that when a state sues another state, it goes automatically to the Supreme Court. It's called original jurisdiction. However, they said the Texas AG did not have standing. Amicus briefs, I think, you know, what, 17 states joined that lawsuit. The president intervened. But I don't know about any new issue. I will say this, though. Folks that I've talked to were now putting a lot of faith in the Texas lawsuit.
Yeah, me too. Said, me too.
Right.
And that it was basically sort of rogue. They were doing that on their own, not doing what the campaign had been tracking on a number of things. So I think there are other potential Supreme Court challenges. One would be the Pennsylvania case you talk about that could come from the campaign, not from a state or whatever. But I think I heard the same thing.
Well, the Pennsylvania case was filed by Kelly and Parnell, and that's on their docket.
That's right.
Yes. And then what I heard was, like, Rudy Giuliani, that roadshow that, you know, they went to all these state capitals and they held those hearings, that was important. I mean, in a weird way, I guess it failed. They were trying to convince these electors that you have the authority to turn this off. You have the authority to stop these electoral votes from going to Joe Biden, or at least putting them on the table. Now, maybe those efforts still will pay fruition when this thing gets to the Congress in Washington, D.C. on January 6th. I don't know. I did hear that they were not impressed, that some of the lawmakers did not even know, the state lawmakers, that they had the authority here. And they're pretty timid. And I understand, because the entire universe, the mainstream media universe, is kind of, you know, polluting the air, telling everybody, oh, this is done, this is over. And it would be easy to just go with the flow right now if you're a career politician. Well, you know, it seems to be over. Let's just, yeah, I know, we can work with Joe Biden, that kind of nonsense.
Texter says, what can we all do to get Midco to broadcast Newsmax? It's the best news channel ever, Midco, big cable provider up here. Is there a push to get on more cable channels for Newsmax, Greg?
Well, we're on a lot right now. We're on 70 million homes have access to Newsmax. But do me a favor, and I think my boss, Chris Ruddy, would appreciate it. Can you give me Midco? How do you spell that? Where are they?
Okay, M-I-D-C-O, and they're many places in Minnesota, North Dakota, and South Dakota, but headquartered in Sioux Falls, South Dakota.
All right. I will get with the right people at work and have them get in touch with Mitko. I appreciate that very much.
Could you do us a favor and show more pictures of your parents on television? That was a nice touch. That was very nice that you sent a little shout-out to you.
Thank you. My parents had an anniversary yesterday, 57 years. My dad,
wow.
Marine, police commissioner here in New York, longtime police officer. My mom, Coast Guard veteran, great, great people. That made me think of something. Oh, I should point this out. If you don't have cable, if you cut the cord, our app, Newsmax app, if you download it, it's actually, I'm not just saying this because I work there.
That's great.
One of the easiest apps in the world. You know, you can watch TV, you can watch Newsmax by pressing the button. You don't have to, like, go through a million different steps.
Yeah, it's a good app. Newsmax app, download that. We have Roku at home now, so we can watch Newsmax there and on demand as well, which is kind of cool. But the app, you take it with you, so you never miss anything. Greg Kelly, thank you for what you're doing. And Newsmax, thank you for your service to this great country. Marine Corps combat pilot as well. A lot of aircraft landings under his aircraft carrier landings under his belt. We appreciate you. God bless.
During this season of giving, give a life-changing gift, the gift of education. The University of Mary offers affordable, flexible adult education. Complete your bachelor's degree, earn a graduate degree, or enhance your skills with a certificate. Give yourself or someone you love a gift that lasts a lifetime. It's never too late to take the next step to reach your career goals. Classes begin this January and February. Give us a call at 701-355-8030 or find us at online.umary.edu/discover more.
Got an oil field truck? Need it clean? ND Truck Wash. Got a hopper? Need it washed out? ND Truck Wash. Got an aluminum tank? You want it like new, clean? ND Truck Wash. They're open 7 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Call 701-628-1550. Get a reservation. You'll wait less than 10 minutes to get in and get her done. 701-628-1550. Right behind Pinnacle, Bakken Central, Highway 2, Stanley, North Dakota. ND Truck Wash. Tell them Scott sent you.
U.S. USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Russian President Vladimir Putin congratulated Joe Biden on his victory in the U.S. presidential election Tuesday. Putin said Russian-American cooperation based on the principles of equality and mutual respect would meet the interests of people in both countries, as well as the entire international community. Mississippi police on Monday said a healthy 2-year-old boy was abandoned with a change of clothes and a note that said, "Child abandoned, no phone number for mom." At a Goodwill drop-off, has been identified and a suspect was arrested. The child is in custody of the State Department of Child Protective Services, the South Haven Police Department said in a Facebook post. It did not release any information about charges or suspect information. Senator Bernie Sanders, independent from Vermont, and Josh Hawley, Republican from Missouri, are emerging as Congress's latest odd couple as they push for a second round of stimulus checks. The two want their colleagues to pass language that is a replica of the March CARES Act that provided a $1,200 check to Americans. USA Radio News.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs at Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
On Your Mind is brought to you in part by H.A. Thompson and Sons. H.A. Thompson and Sons want to help your bottom line. If you're looking ahead to 2021 and you're saying, where can we squeeze out 1%, 2%? How can we, you know, find some savings to the bottom line doing everything we're doing? People ask that question all the time. And H.A. Thompson and Sons, you know, it's been around over 100 years. And they became a link service contractor a few decades ago, which allows them to provide you cost-effective environmental maintenance agreements. So if you're a building owner, business owner, they maintain the mechanical heating and cooling systems of more than 1,000 different facilities throughout the Northern Plains. They can do yours as well. Find out more about this. Website has a great run-through on exactly what this is, hatandsons.com, or call 701-234-9889. Let me squeeze Dean in West Fargo in here. Wasn't Greg Kelly fun? Breath of fresh air. You know, he used to be at Fox. I didn't even talk about that, but he was years ago. He was at Fox. And so a familiar face somewhat. But he's just, I don't know. So many media people are so full of themselves that it becomes about them rather than about what they report on. And I didn't get an ounce of that from him. So I'm really rooting for their success, I am. And Chris Ruddy's a good guy that runs the place. Dean in West Fargo, go ahead. You're up on What's on Your Mind.
Morning, Scott. I'm thinking of three Kellys here. Greg Kelly, Newsmax, Mo Kelly, Pennsylvania, Kelly Armstrong, North Dakota. And Greg Kelly says that Mo Kelly is going to be objecting on January 6th, and he's looking for a second to his objection. Can we get Kelly Armstrong to go on record and say he will second Mo Kelly's objection on January 6th?
That is a good question. I'd be happy to pose that question to Congressman Armstrong on his next appearance here. I've already actually sent off a note because we had some emails with that same question earlier and invited him to come on the program. Kelly's a lawyer, so obviously he would be able to dig into this a little differently than someone that is not, and see hopefully what everybody else sees in the way of all of this.
Right on.
you know, what a mess, and address it. But I love the idea, Dean, right? I love the idea. And
thanks for your work on the air, Kevin also. Appreciate it.
You bet. Thanks,
man. Appreciate it.
We will we'll actually have him ask the question. How about that? Can we pull that audio?
Yeah.
Just of Dean for when we have Kelly on? There you go. Perfect. All right. Chris Berg is going to join us coming closer to the top of the hour. Chris Berg, of course, from Point of View.
That guy?
Yeah.
Where's he been?
I don't know. We haven't talked to him for a while. He's been busy. We've been busy. But we're going to catch up with him before we're done at the end of the hour. But right now I want to talk about our children, our students, and how they're learning. And our next guest is part of a virtual academy, which is a collaborative effort between the Grand Forks Public School System and the Education and Human Development Department at the University of North Dakota. Gail Ingwalson is here, Associate Chair of the College of Education and Human Development. Gail, how are you?
I'm good, Scott. Thank you. I'm very pleased to have an opportunity to talk about the phenomenal work that our teachers are doing to educate our students. So thanks for letting me be on the show.
Yeah, no, it's a hot topic. People are, we're asking a lot of our teachers right now to go through all these hoops and do what they have to do, and we're hearing stories that in some places the education level is slipping a little bit, and to see a collaboration like this and having a virtual academy, knowing you want students to excel and give teachers some more tools, I think it's fantastic. What was the ultimate premise? Anything that sparked this, that we need to do this, we have to do this?
After the pandemic hit and we were in the school districts were trying to assist the teachers in transitioning the best they could to an online distance learning environment, Grand Forks Public Schools formed a task force in an effort to try to determine what's the best way to support students and teachers and parents in the community to make the learning environment as successful as possible so our students don't lag behind any more than they may have been already. So the task force came up with a decision, and Grand Forks made the decision, that they didn't want to put teachers in the precarious situation where they had to be teaching face-to-face and then remotely when a student may have become quarantined or may have tested positive, and also then to teach from a distance environment. So the Grand Forks Public Schools made a decision to start what was called the Virtual Academy. And they worked on that over the summer, and then they employed it at the beginning of the school year. And what they ended up doing was they had made a decision that parents and children and their children could make a decision that they wanted to go to a totally distance learning environment. So they would not have a face-to-face component to their learning. And when they did that, they had to find a platform, a new teaching platform, because the students would work off of this platform called Edmentum, and they would have support from teachers who were hired to teach these students entirely at a distance. And what happened is each one of the teachers that was hired, at least for the secondary area, found out that they had a caseload of about 50 students each. And because there were right around 1,200 students that opted for this virtual academy. And that became overwhelming for those teachers to be able to provide the mentoring, the tutoring, the assistance for these students to be successful. So Catherine Galosh, who was the assistant superintendent of secondary education in Grand Forks Public Schools, contacted our teacher education unit at the University of North Dakota and asked if there was any possibility that we would have students available that were in our teacher education program who would be willing to be tutors or content area experts. And since our student teachers were already in the schools, that went to the next level of preparation, and that was our method students. Method students take their methods class the semester typically before they start student teaching, and it is an attempt to get them ready to student teach. But since they couldn't be in the schools, a decision that was made by Grand Forks Public Schools, the opportunity for them to teach lessons to students directly was halted. And so we made that decision that our students that were in math, science, social studies, and English that were in their methods courses would become content area experts to be able to tutor the students who are in the virtual academy. So that gave our students a chance to become, to improve and to hone their skills as teachers, and it also supported the students and the teachers that are part of the virtual academy.
That is a great story. How do you gauge success of that? How do you say, by golly, we've brought in some reinforcements with our students who are, you know, teachers to be, and along learning alongside the teachers and taking on the student load? How's it working?
Well, I mean, we haven't had a lot of testing going on in the schools right now, and not necessarily the best measurement anyways. There are a lot of other measurements that help us determine how students are doing. I think that it's been successful for many of the students. There's no way that we will know if we were able to reach them all until they return and different measurements are used to be able to determine how they are succeeding and their learning capacities and skills that they've grown into. But it has allowed students to learn in a new and interesting way that meets their needs. And I think
you know what else is fantastic about it? You've got a University of North Dakota saying, how can we help the public schools working together? The students learn. It helps the school district. It's a academy for the students. To the point where they're opting in at 1,200 big numbers. That's pretty extraordinary.
Yeah, it's I think it's a great thing that anytime we can partner together, the Grand Forks Public Schools provides us so many opportunities to help in our teacher preparation and also in for counselors and in our leadership programs. So having a chance to work in a very rich collaborative environment benefits both the university and the public school system.
Pretty amazing. Now, the college that you are associate chair of is the College of Education and Human Development. We hear a lot about online learning being detrimental to kids. Even the CDC says kids belong in school right now because of the interaction and the concerns over, you know, just being isolated and away from friends and family and everything else. I mean, the statistics are alarming. What would you say about that as it pertains to this program? You got a stellar program set up here. Is there a way to compensate for that when they're not with their peers in school?
Well, I want to say something about there's no one that wants to be in schools face to face more than the teachers. They, that's how they were prepared. That's their passion, is to work directly with students to be able to enhance their learning and to move them forward into becoming adults. And so it's a challenge for teachers because they want to be there with the students. And I think after the pandemic moved us to distance education in the spring, I think a lot of our students realize they want to be in school and they need to be there for their own social, emotional development and learning. So, I think that's really an important point because we are doing what we need to do to continue the process as best we can. But as soon as we feel that we can accomplish what we want in a face-to-face environment, I think that that's absolutely the goal, is to get back to that point. But to be truthful, when the pandemic was at its raging points in October and November in particular, our teachers were exhausted. I mean, they were challenged by teaching face-to-face and remote. Many of them ended up being quarantined or possibly even positive tests with the virus. And there were times where we didn't have enough teachers, whether that's talking teachers, substitute teachers, student teachers. There just weren't enough people to cover the classes. And then learning comes to a halt when there aren't enough individuals there to support the students. So it's been a challenge, but I know that for a fact that we are excited to go back into the schools, and also for those students who feel that they learn very well at a distance, that they can continue to work with the virtual academy.
And science teacher candidates, too, have been paired with middle-level and secondary teachers, helping them prepare instructional materials for face-to-face and virtual learning. So there's a great win-win there, too. Fascinating story. Glad you're sharing the details with us, Gail, and can tell you're passionate about it. Always love that. Goes a long way. Thank you so much for the time today.
So thank you for allowing us to be on and talk about the great things people are doing in our schools.
Love it. But if you're 65 or older and paying a monthly premium for Medicare, you're paying too much. New this year, carriers are offering a plan that doesn't cost you a monthly premium. Zero premium. And it includes vision, dental, and hearing aid reimbursement at zero premium. That's right, zero premium. Plans cover you throughout the U.S. To find your local agent, go to ZeroPremium.net. ZeroPremium.net. Sponsored by the Sunderland Group. More at ZeroPremium.net.
Communities across North Dakota can see big possibilities for education, infrastructure, conservation, and more. The state's oil and natural gas industry is giving us the resources necessary to make them happen. It not only supports local businesses and good-paying jobs, it invests in our communities, and it contributes $2 billion annually in state taxes that fund important infrastructure and improve lives. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas, advancing the possibilities. Brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Foundation.
Ethanol brings energy and agriculture together. We're chatting with Brian Markegaard today, process engineer for Dakota Spirit, part of the Midwest Ag Energy family, in Spiritwood. What if ethanol went away? What would that mean for corn farmers? What does that mean for North Dakota?
There's about 40 employees here at the plant, right around 40. So those jobs would be gone. They're very good paying jobs. So those positions would be gone from the community, which we saw with Cargill moving out, the number of jobs that left the community. And then just from the ability to process that corn right here makes a big impact, again, with the farm community, which in this part of the world supports the local community through buying equipment and all the other things that farmers are spending money on as well. And then the trickle effect of all that money in the community is huge.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What's on your mind? Brought to you by PetroServ USA, helping America feel better. And I'll tell you what, there's nothing like their home cooking. Grab and go convenience. Tater tot hot dishes on my mind, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, well,
been
yeah.
Talking about a little bit this morning, and I think I might go out to Yule and have some tater tot hot dish. Or I could get the tuna noodle at 12th Avenue North and I-29, the chicken fettuccine at West Main Avenue, West Fargo, all the way west, meatball dinner in Harwood. Meatball dinner today in the Harwood I-29 location. Valley City, exit 292. Hot beef sandwich or chicken pot pie. Way good. Got Pepsi products on special. right now, all month long. Also, 2 for $2 salted nut rolls. Really good deal. PetroServe USA. All right. Well, we had Greg Kelly on from Newsmax earlier this hour, and now it's time to have Chris Berg on. Two folks that battle fake news day in and day out. And we appreciate it. Host of Point of View, which you can watch on West Dakota Fox and KXJB. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great. Happy Tuesday. Merry Christmas, by the way.
Merry Christmas to you as well. You know, it's starting to feel it, right? As we get close to it here, starting to really feel that Christmas surge where nothing else matters but Christmas. Christmas, Christmas, Christmas. So I'm 100% with you. Question we've asked our audience today, is it over? How would you answer that, speaking of the presidential race?
Hold on a second. Let me see. I don't hear her singing yet. Do you?
I don't. No. She's large, so I think it's the right person that we're watching. Rather, rotund. I don't know.
I don't plump. Think you can say that anymore.
No? What can I say? Plump. No.
That's why I just said I don't hear her singing.
Good job, Chris.
Yeah. Wait a minute, though. That answer doesn't track with Mitch McConnell, as you would call him, Cocaine Mitch. So what about Cocaine Mitch saying President-elect Biden today on the Senate floor? What do you make of that? Typical?
Hey, I'm gonna be frank right now.
Okay.
Ask yourself this. Why didn't Mitch put through a COVID relief bill in the fall?
I think because Nancy Pelosi was holding him hostage. I got to put that one on the list.
Yeah, he's got the votes, though. Why didn't he do something in the Senate on a COVID relief bill? I mean, that way it puts pressure on Nancy.
Are you saying Mitch McConnell didn't want Donald Trump to win? Is that what you're saying?
I'm just asking the questions.
That's what you do, don't you? You ask the questions. You make us think.
Hey. Now, I mean, think about it. Because you and I both know that many of those swamp creatures, but look what's happened, Scott. Even then, I know this isn't really what we want to talk about, but even right now with the COVID situation, had a great interview with Senator Kramer last week. I'm like, okay, so let me ask you a question. Is there going to be direct payments in this bill for families right now? Because there's a lot of families out there right now that are going, okay, let me think. Do I pay rent or buy Christmas presents for the kids? And the answer was no. And I said, Senator Kramer, because I know he fights for the little guy. I said, this isn't towards you, but who in the world is your caucus listening to that there's not direct payments in this thing? How can you look out over America knowing all these businesses have been shut down, people are being laid off, and you gave us $1,200 months ago thinking that was going to get us through till when?
Yeah.
It just, I can't believe that Mitch McConnell's not sitting there standing. And Scott, I say this because when in the history of the United States of America have you gone to a political rally and heard the audience say, we love you? It doesn't happen. That happens with Donald Trump because he's out there saying, wait a second, we've got to put America first.
He fights.
Yes.
He fights for what people want him to fight about, and nobody before has done that. They've blown him off and said, we know better. A little scoop he'll pass along here to you. We had a call earlier from a fellow that read a story. He didn't know where, but it was by Robert Strand. It was about Becker County in Minnesota and the CARES Act and how they used the dollars. And $4.2 million total. $750,000 went to salaries. Just shy of $2 million went to capital improvements. $1.27 million went to the sheriff's office remodel. He wasn't happy.
The sheriff's office remodel?
Yeah. Well, that's a COVID-related. I don't know. I mean, a lot of that. You can say, whoa. I mean, to your point, what about the direct relief to people? What about restaurants told shut down? You got to shut down.
Yes.
You know? I mean, unbelievable.
You know, it's fascinating. You bring that up. I just got off of an interview, which we were going to play some of it tonight, with Cass County Commission Chairman Chad Peterson, and he said, hey, we need this money out of D.C. And I said, Commissioner, I can appreciate what you're saying, but the person at home right now, again, that's deciding between rent and Christmas gifts is saying, why should my federal tax dollars go bail out poorly run cities and counties like Minneapolis and New York? You know, it's just going to get, and now apparently Becker County, if they're doing it to revamp their sheriff's office.
You raised some very interesting points. By the way, restaurant owners are rallying in Times Square right now because, of course, the weather, they're getting a big doozy of a storm out there. It's going to shut down the outdoor dining, so the restaurants are shut down. It's unbelievable. I can't believe restaurant owners didn't rally long ago because this has been ridiculous. Give me that stat you were telling me earlier about restaurants and the percent that they've contributed to COVID cases.
So you know as well as anybody, I think you're the one that kind of broke the story about the restaurant up in East Grand Forks that was going to just open up against Walz's executive order. So for your audience, because you and I talked about this morning, I'm taking data from November 18th, just to be fair here, but ask your audience, what do you think the percentage of total COVID cases in Minnesota, what percentage of total COVID cases in Minnesota have been traced back to restaurants and bars?
You got a guess there, Kev? What percentage?
Oh, man.
COVID cases traced back to restaurants.
I'm going to say 2%.
I'll say 4.
0.998. Less than 1% of the total cases have been traced back to restaurants. And yet, here you are saying, hey, you can't go in and eat. You can't do this. And I had a good friend of mine last night call me, and we talked about how he says, you know what, Chris, I can't go out to restaurants and bars, so guess what's happening? Now I got all my buddies calling me to go into their, you know, barns, over to their place.
Well, yeah,
and I'm just
going
in and doing
else.
A smaller group setting.
Very good point.
Yeah.
Watch this guy. Point of view. KX4. West Dakota Fox.
Energy is a large part of North Dakota's economic foundation. And all of the above energy policy provides our state the greatest economic opportunity. We can have it all if we all work together. Revenue from wind energy helps keep property taxes in check, main streets alive, small schools vibrant, roads maintained, and funds emergency services and our veterans. Wind energy is good for landowners, good for jobs, good for business, and good for North Dakota. More wind energy development can help make North Dakota the energy basket of America.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auctioneers. The secret to Pfeiffer's highly successful equipment and land auctions? Simple. We are marketers, merchandisers, and auctioneers. Pfeiffer's notable international marketing strategy gets results. Our team does it better than anyone. We will clean, prepare, and stage your equipment and implement our strategic internet and digital marketing program. If you are interested in selling your land or equipment, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 and view all auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.